In recent years, vinyl records have become the biggest selling format of physical media, and Gen Z has been a force in boosting their popularity. In Reno, one store is seeing the impact these young people are having. KUNR's Nick Stewart has more on vinyl's resurgence.
On a hot Sunday afternoon, Recycled Records off Kitsky Avenue is buzzing with activity. Walk in the store and you're immediately hit with the sounds of classic rock. People flow in and out of the store looking to find that record. Standing behind the counter, co-owner Eric Jacobson flips through a box of vinyl and CDs that just arrived.
Are you looking at the stuff?
Yeah.
Is this your stuff?
No.
Recycled Records has been a staple in town for music lovers since 1978, selling a mix of new and used vinyl. Jacobson has been with the store since 1986 and became a co-owner 6 years ago. Over the years, he's seen a lot of change with how music is sold and who's buying it. Starting in the late 80s, vinyl was out and CDs were in. And by the 2010s, all physical media was being replaced by streaming like Spotify and Apple Music. But in recent years, Jacobson says vinyl has been selling the best it has in a long time, and a big part of it has been the younger folks stopping by.
I mean, there's just a ton of kids, a lot of teenagers, and a lot of people in their early 20s. There are children that collect records that are 8. I mean, it's not even that uncommon. Come in with their parents, and they're all over the racks.
The growth of vinyl sales has been steady for over 15 years now. In 2022, vinyl surpassed CDs for the first time since 1987, according to the Recording Industry Association of America. On this day, there's nearly a dozen young people flipping through the racks. Many were looking for the newer and popular stuff. Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, and Lana Del Rey. But some are looking for heavy metal and jazz. 18-year-old Zoe Castillo showed off some of the music she bought.
I have an Ella Fitzgerald CD and Korn. They're two very different genres, but they're two of my favorite artists.
Castillo owns vinyl, CDs, and cassette tapes. She says collecting physical media is just like collecting anything else, and she has a deep connection with the music she loves.
It just has a different sound to it, no matter what you're playing, whether it's a CD or a record. It just feels different when you're listening to it, and it's also something you have to, like, cherish. It's like a deeper part of your love for music than you can get through your phone.
Matt Bass, a vice president for research with the association, says a lot of Gen Z likes having their favorite music at their fingertips and the vintage feeling of owning music. But there's more than just that.
They really like the sound that comes from a vinyl album. You know, the high quality audio is something that we see across all different generations.
But it's not just young people buying physical media. Many customers at Recycled Records have been going to the store for decades. Eric Allen Katina has been stopping by since 1985. He comes in multiple times a week, always looking for anything new that comes in. But the resurgence in popularity of vinyl has also had its downside to the hobby.
Now that it's beginning really popular, it's harder to find stuff sometimes. When they get stuff in here, it goes out really quick. That's why I come in here a lot.
Jacobson says that when vinyl sales originally peaked in the mid-1980s, there was less variety, including the color of the record itself. Today, you can buy your favorite album in different colored pressings or with alternative covers. Bass says the COVID-19 pandemic sparked even more interest in vinyl. When people were isolated, they soon got bored and started looking for new hobbies.
I think what happened during COVID is that people who hadn't been purchasing vinyl and wanted to, you know, start a collection or were stuck at home might have been introduced to the format, and that created a new fan of the format.
As for vinyl's future, it's looking bright. It surpassed CDs once again in 2023. With no slowdown in sight, owners of local record stores like Jacobson are hopeful that they will continue to see a jump in customers. Nick Stewart, KUNR News.